You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
At Standard Bank Private, they know your ambition doesn't stop with you. So continuing with what seems to be the theme of today's show, conversations around power cuts and load shedding and how it's impacting the economy and how it's impacting businesses. What we have seen in the wake of the power cuts, of course, is the trend of investing in power away from Eskom, and it's likely to continue because the people just want to manage their operations and they want that power certainty to the degree that they can get it, to a much larger degree than, of course, than the power utility has been providing in the recent while up until recently. And so what we did see initially is that a lot of people invested in generators, but more recently we're seeing a lot more talk and action in the backup power solutions and also the solar space. So to walk us through the pros and cons of each route and how you decide what you actually need, I am joined by Mark Duplessis. He's the executive head for Looksee platform over at Standard Bank South Africa. Mark, thanks so much for your time. So let's start off with generators. Walk us through the pros and cons of going this way.
So thanks, Vivi. So generators, from a startup cost perspective, as in the upfront investment cost, is lower. So you can reduce your costs to get the backup from a generator. Where it starts to get a little bit costly is the running costs. So at 25 odd rand per liter of diesel or petrol, you certainly can burn through a lot of money on a monthly basis, even at low stages of load shedding. So that is a bit of a challenge from a generator perspective. So the pros are the upfront investment, but if you plan on using that generator for throughout outages, or if you just plan on using it for intermittent, you know, half an hour, it might be a viable option. But certainly the running costs become really challenging with the cost of fuel.
So essentially you don't necessarily save on your electricity bill at the end of the day when you do the math.
No, definitely not. It's the running cost per hour. For example, say an 8 kilowatt petrol generator will use probably 4.5 liters per hour. At 25 rand, you're talking about a good 120 odd rand, 110 odd rand to run for an hour. So it can get really expensive.
Okay, so let's move on to backup power. And by this, are we talking about inverters and the like? And if so, what are the benefits and the cons of this route?
So quality inverters with good warranties. Again, this is where it gets difficult. Inverters and batteries that are installed into the home through the distribution board. Quality is, it's costly. So in order to invest in this type of equipment, you are going to have a higher upfront cost, capital cost, either funded via savings or funded via a home loan, or could be funded via a personal loan for a backup system. The upfront cost is larger, but far longer lifespan, very limited servicing and maintenance costs, and certainly over a longer period of time will give you that return on investment, because of the fact that the running costs, you know, once it's in, you know, are not the 25 rand per liter that you might be dealing with generators.
Okay. And the solar route, the more popular route of late, it would seem, particularly at business level, in this move towards a energy transition, and obviously capitalizing on the fact that South Africa has got quite a lot of sun, particularly in certain areas of the country. What works with solar, and what should people be cautious with in going this route?
The great thing about a solar system is it's a producing asset, essentially. It produces energy by the kilowatt hour, and every kilowatt hour that gets produced is worth money, that you don't have to purchase that kilowatt hour from the utility. So it certainly is a return on investment asset. Again, the upfront costs are high. So products like the solar loan that we've introduced and various other ways of funding hopefully will make it more affordable for people to invest. But the key thing is that you can produce your own power, you can store it in the batteries, and it certainly gives you a great opportunity to reduce that monthly utility bill. And then hopefully those offsets that you've reduced your bill by, you can also use those excess funds to fund any financing that you've done for a solar system.
So then, Mark, how do you make the decision as to which is the best solution for either your household or your business?
So certainly starting with looking at what your electricity bills are, your current electricity bills, this gives you a view on what size system you would need to cater for your needs. That's the first step. Once you've looked at that, you can then start to look at, okay, well, how do I finance it, and who's going to do the installation. And those two key areas are making sure that whatever financing you're going to select is at an affordable level, that you can afford those monthly repayments. Also knowing that you're going to have some offset of your bill, your electricity bill, to hopefully supplement some of that funding. And then in the installation space, super important to focus on quality. And if you're going to choose your own installer, make sure that installer is properly vetted, that is part of the industry bodies like SAPVIA or the AREP institutions.
Mm-hmm. But if budget is a problem, if it is a constraint for you, what route then should people consider?
So there are portable backup solutions that just give you some power when the lights go out. It gives you internet and your TV and maybe a couple of lights. Those come at lower cost of between eight to 15,000 Rand. And those portables are less convenient because you do have to plug devices into the portable battery itself. It's not installed into the home, but certainly would solve for a lot of those basic needs, studying in the evenings or doing work in the evenings or simply just relaxing and watching TV. So there is that option. Should affordability be a challenge, installed backup plus solar, you can get smaller systems to just cater for your essentials, also a great opportunity. So various ways of trying to solve for the need that you have in the home.
Okay, but as you said, as a bank, there is options to pursue, particularly the solar route, at a more convenient cost or convenient payment terms for qualifying households and businesses.
Yes, absolutely. So we're very excited about the solar loan that we've launched over the last month or so. We've had some really good take up. What's really great about it is the loan is capped at an interest rate of prime plus 2.5, no higher than prime plus 2.5 is the interest rate over a 5-year term. So it really will help with the monthly affordability. This is where we've seen the most struggle is just that monthly repayment. And with this loan, it really does help reduce that affordability or reduce that cost from a monthly repayments perspective. And then hopefully getting some decent offset on your utility bill to supplement that monthly payment.
Okay. And we all know we need a bit of offset on utility bills that are rising, despite the fact that the lights are not there or the power to light up the house is not always there. But Mark, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks so much for your time. So that's Mark du Plessis. He's the executive head of Luxi platform of Standard Bank South Africa. Personal finance powered by Standard Bank Private. It can be.
Welcome to Mzansi, where the vibe is always on, but the lights are off. Where we smile through dark times with the hope of a bright future. Where the grass seems greener on the other side, but we choose to go green here. Where Luxee helps improve your home's energy efficiency through quality products, solutions, and services. Visit luxee.co.za to learn more about home energy efficiency. Powered by Standard Bank. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.